important, not just for your health today, but going forward. You know, being in the hospital makes people weaker. We know that. We have to be really careful when people are on high flow and they're on a fair amount of oxygen, because even some gentle movements can really make their oxygen drop. Mm-hmm. And so I think in general, our physical therapists wait until we've got someone on the nasal cannula, and then they really do get aggressive and start working with them, and we start to the mm-hmm. side of the bed. If that goes well, to standing. If that goes well, to the chair. Mm-hmm. So I will talk to them. They may say she's really close to being on the nasal cannula, and once we're on that, we feel like that's the safest thing to do. Because we're kind of walking that tightrope mm-hmm. of wanting you to be able to move around. But, you know, right now with the oxygen sap is 90%, I worry that if, you know, to sit on the side of the bed would drop you into the low 80s, mm-hmm. you know, and they would come up with more oxygen.
You know, but that's not the thing to get off of it.
Right, right. So we'll find that balance. Okay. But I hear you. And I'll talk to the team, to the physical therapy team, about if, you know, when they, if there's a time they feel comfortable, if it just varies from patient to patient.
Okay.
Because I do, I want you to get moving as soon as you can. Because that's a great question. What else are y'all thinking about?
Her temperature was a little over 99. I didn't hear it precisely, so.
Let me look. I didn't see where they documented a fever. Uh-huh. To me, 101, sometimes 100.5
right.
is when I start to get worried.
Right.
A low-grade temp, you know, could be, I mean, usually people have most of their fevers from COVID in the beginning, and then they start to go mm-hmm. away, so I wouldn't expect her to be spiking high fevers, but
right.
I'll watch that.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that relative to what's going on in her head, the congestion.
Mm-hmm. And I don't feel sinus tenderness or like a sinus infection is kind of what I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll, you know, certainly monitor for that, because I don't want you dealing with a sinus infection on top of everything else. That wouldn't be fair. We also monitor your white count. So I like to check labs every other day. I don't like to stick people every single day. I think it's just a little mean.
Right.
But if your white count starts going up, that's another sign that we might be dealing with a bacterial infection that we need antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. I think she did a blood draw yesterday. So
they did one today, too.
They did? Okay. Oh, okay.
If we can, I don't think there's anything on there that means that we can't do every other day. But it's something that we monitor while you're here in the hospital.
Right.
You know, I don't want you to have if you have an infection, we'll definitely treat it, but I always try and be cautious about antibiotics just because that can be hard on your GI system. You know, there's side effects and C. diff and all that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might get a saline and just do that. That might help.
See if that can help. Yeah, because it is kind of miserable. We have like Mucinex and stuff too, if the saline doesn't help. Like kind of to just loosen things up.
Uh-huh. Well, it seems, you know, just a lot of gallery leaves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else? Other things y'all are thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So things are getting better.
Mm-hmm. Slowly but surely, we're making progress. Okay?
Good.
Hang in there.
Okay.
I know.
I know. Okay, it's dangerous stuff.
It's a ride. Yeah, it is. And so, yeah. But I'm happy to say I think you're making improvements every day.
Right. I'm sure they are.
So we'll keep that up. And I'll do the sprays, and then just make sure we're not sticking you every single day.
Uh-huh. That's okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you both. I hope you have a wonderful day. You know where to find me. They know where to find me if you need anything, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.